We have now all the common enemy, and our enemy is a pandemic. And, you know, history taught us that when you have a common enemy, it's easier to work together. And I think the experience we're acquiring now, working together, is a crucial experience which will help us to work closely together when this crisis is over. Really, we have crucial agencies here in Geneva working to mitigate this outbreak. World Health Organization is our leader. And, of course, we all have to support this organization in its endeavors. And, for example, we in the United Nations office here in Geneva, we are already suggesting that some of our staff is volunteering to help World Health Organization, translating the texts, providing support in communication endeavors, etc. We understand that we have to work together, not only to carry out today's work, but also in order to work better together in the future.
Following the global SARS outbreak in 2003, of course, the world did move to accept some legally binding international health regulations. But now when we look at the situation of countries faced with the COVID-19 pandemic, we sometimes get the impressions that countries aren't adopting the same measures or, perhaps worse, not collaborating as much as we would like them to across borders. Now, don't you think that perhaps the current pandemic could also be a threat to multilateralism?
Well, it can be a threat, but it also can be a possibility. Because exactly what we see now, that countries are taking different decisions, are taking different measures. And of course, that can be normal because the situations in different countries are different. But all these national measures, of course, should be coordinated between themselves. Otherwise, their effectiveness is going to be very, very low. The virus doesn't know any national frontiers. And so when we're making the decisions, we should think not about national frontier, but about the region, about the situation. And sometimes there is a priority exactly to identify the region, the problem, and only then think about the borders and how we have to cooperate. And I think that's exactly important because, for example, here in Geneva, we are every day looking into the problems now, which the result of a very close cooperation between France and Switzerland, because lots of our staff is living in France. So we have to work together to overcome all these barriers. But that's exactly showing that without the cooperation, without a multilateral response, we are not going to succeed.
Some observers do say that the coronavirus crisis may even have been exacerbated by a rise in authoritarianism and nationalism, and that at a time that when multilateral action is needed, instead we're seeing xenophobia and self-interest driving some of the responses. Do you have some thoughts on this?
First of all, I would say that sometimes there is a big difference between authoritarianism and centralism. In the times of crisis, it's necessary to make very quick decisions. And sometimes certain countries are using the legal system which allows to make these decisions on the nationwide level. I don't think that's a risk. But at the same time, of course, we have to understand that when these decisions are being taken, of course, they have to take into account all the existing democratic structures and principles. We have to think about human rights, we have to think about solidarity, and of course, we have to think about fighting nationalism and xenophobia. I've already mentioned many, many times that virus doesn't know national frontiers. So national response is not effective. It will be only effective if you have similar coordinated national responses, which are becoming multilateral global responses worldwide. So it's okay for a person or for a country to think about its self-interest. But I think it's very important to realize that our own self-interest is to have our neighbors, to have our colleagues, to have our friends healthy, stable, prospering, And in times of crisis, I think it's as important as ever, because nobody can self-isolate for a long time in this world. So I think that's very important to address and to explain to them people who are scared, who have lots of anxiety. They want to self-isolate from the outside world. Well, that's okay if you understand that everybody is self-isolating, not across national borders, but because it's necessary to protect yourself and protect the others. So I think that's the current crisis, as I said, like all crises, should have a silver lining. And I think our silver lining should be that we really should realize that we're humankind, in spite of the fact that we're different sovereign member states, different nations. And whenever we have a global challenge, we have to find a global solution.
The UN Secretary General has appealed for greater solidarity, particularly with vulnerable segments of society and with developing countries whose health systems are ill-equipped to face this pandemic. What do you think that the UN system and its Geneva hub in particular can contribute to this effort?
Well, UN system and Geneva hub is thinking a lot how to help the people who are in poverty, who are displaced, for example, who are refugees, who are in difficult situations as it is, to help during this time of crisis. Let's not forget that we have millions of refugees all around the world who are living in camps, who were suffering as it is, but now with the risk of pandemic are suffering even more. And I think it's also important to think about the coming days and weeks. One day, hopefully rather soon, we will have vaccine for this disease. But of course, lots of countries are not in a financial or other situation to provide the necessary vaccine to everybody. One day, I hope that we will overcome the current situation in Europe, in the United States. And I think it will be important for us to concentrate on developing world, to help those countries to fight the same issue and to help them both medically and financially. We have really to understand we all have to do lots of things together if we want to put an end to this threat.